Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. It is an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much for joining us. And you know how people just read headlines. I know you're not just reading the headline. I know you're actually listening. I want you to succeed so you feel you're living your best life and that you can do things you never thought possible. And so we can find the positive in the news. Of course, our website is www.believe.love. Find us on iTunes, believeiTunes.com. Android users, believeAndroid.com. And of course, on all the platforms, it's Believe Loves You. So that's youtube.com/believeLovesYou. So I was really, really sad and really ticked off, to be honest, Friday night. I was really alarmed. Of course, the United States sent missiles into Syria. And I was really sad. I was really upset because, I'm looking at an article in the Daily Caller, which is owned by Tucker Carlson on Fox. And Tucker Carlson was the only one to come out and say that both parties are involved in nonsense. And he was the only one in mainstream news to really come out. Him and Laura Ingraham, which are on Fox, which is supposed to be the channel that promotes war, the right-wing channel. And they both came out and said, we don't know if the chemical attacks are real in Syria. We don't know if they're a false flag. The rebels there have staged attacks, and we don't know what's going on. We can't just go to war and spend trillions of dollars. And of course, when I heard that there were massive attacks going on, and that Russia was possibly going to respond, which would really lead to World War III, I was really sad when it comes to President Trump, because I really felt like, you know, he could be different and be somebody that's not at least completely controlled. And we just look at this article on the Daily Caller. Flashback, here's a list of the times Trump warned against getting involved in Syria. And this was written on the 13th of April. So it's all these tweets where, going back to 2013, why is Senator John McCain in Syria visiting with the rebels? Which was strange. You know, the United States was giving money to ISIS. But what I started thinking about was Iraq. When I saw in like 2003, I remember watching on TV all of the lights of the missiles going off. And then what did we do? We went on to spend trillions of dollars, which could literally have been used to essentially end poverty in our country. Trillions of dollars. And I don't even know what we actually accomplished with that money. And, you know, 1 million people died in Iraq due to us. And so that's what I was thinking. I see these missiles going off Friday, and I'm just, you know, we created a video admitting I was wrong about President Trump, and I was pissed, and a lot of people were. Alex Jones said F Trump, one of the biggest Trump supporters. So Senator Rand Paul has come out and said, and this is big because his father came out and said that this could be a false flag, but Rand Paul, which I love Ron Paul and I love Rand Paul, and I voted for Obama, but really before Obama was the first president I ever voted for. I really believed what he was saying. And I think there's good in everybody's heart. Everybody has agendas and everything else, and there's a lot that could be said about all that, but I love Ron Paul. He's who I voted for in the primaries in 2007. He's who I voted for in leading up to the 2012 election. And he did really well. And his son, Rand Paul, is a senator. And really, before Trump, I was really highly interested in Rand Paul. Because Rand Paul was the guy who was going to have a better chance of winning than his father, because his father was completely against war. A lot of people said he was too radical. And by radical, he means balancing the actual budget and getting all of our troops out of all these countries around the world. To me, that makes perfect sense. Of course, there's some logistics to that. It's not, but we're up to so much nonsense, and we have been for years, that you need something radical, because what we're doing is equally as radical in the other direction. The world is consumed with war and hatred, and that's why we're going to try to see the good in things, because if we want to live off of fear and complaints and everything else, there's so many places to look. But I still want to go through the actual news, because I am going to point out some good things. This is one of them. Senator Rand Paul, who's a pretty big public figure. Some of the senators you never hear about. You don't even know who they are. Senator Rand Paul's on TV a lot. He's a son of Ron Paul. He's a presidential candidate. He said Rand Paul, here's the headline. Rand Paul, Syrian chemical attack, a false flag. Either that or Assad is the dumbest dictator on the planet, he says. So he's asked by CNN's Wolf Blitzer if stalling Russian sanctions was the right move for Trump. And Paul directed the topic to whether or not the chemical attack in Syria was even genuine. And let's play what he said now.
Right now, that's what the White House is now saying, but it was just 2 days ago that Nikki Haley, the United States Ambassador to the United Nations, said new sanctions would be announced against Russia in response to that chemical attack in Syria. She expected that announcement yesterday. It did not happen. Joining us now from Capitol Hill is Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. He's a Republican member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, also the Homeland Security Committee. Senator, thanks so much for joining us. Let's get to some of the substantive issues that you're dealing with right now. Committee Chairman Bob Corker described the walk back by the White House as confusion. Larry Kudlow, the president's new chief economic advisor, says there was no confusion. He simply says Ambassador Haley just got ahead of herself. What was your reaction? Did the White House undercut Ambassador Haley?
Well, I think before you talk about sanctions, we ought to talk about, what evidence is there that that Russia was complicit in this attack. In fact, for that matter, I still look at the attack and say, Assad either must be the dumbest dictator on the planet or maybe he didn't do it. I have yet to see evidence that he did do it. The intelligence agencies claim they have that evidence. But think about it. Does it make any sense? He's been winning the war for the last couple of years. The only thing that would galvanize the world to attack Assad directly is a chemical attack. It killed relatively few people compared to what can be killed with traditional bombs, traditional machine guns, traditional tanks. And so you wonder, really, what logic would there be for Assad to be using chemical weapons? So before we get to the Russians, we have to first determine that Syria was implicated. And then really we ought to determine what the connection is between Russia and Syria.
We want to find the good things, even the toughest things in the world, even what the people, there are no enemies. I can just share a little secret, and I have trouble with people and everything else. There are no enemies. There really aren't. You can look in the mirror, and whatever you see in the mirror, that's it. There doesn't have to be boogeymen and a party that we like and don't like, and I hate Trump, I love Trump, I hate Obama, I love Obama. It's all nonsense. And trust me, I get involved, but you just try to see above it a little bit. We see ourselves taking sides. I still have hope for President Trump, even though I said I was wrong about him and everything else. And I'm going to tell you why. I saw some good things. But the first positive that we can bring out of this is we have a senator openly on mainstream news on CNN talking about that these attacks could have been fake. And, you know, there are cases, Operation Northwood or Northwoods or whatever, where the U.S. was staging chemical was going to stage attacks in order to go to war with Cuba. False flags are very real. They've been used throughout time. It doesn't happen in every case, but it's very real. So this was good that this was featured on mainstream news. That's very positive, just that in itself, because that's not a narrative that mainstream news wanted to push. Not all of mainstream news is bad, but it's good when alternative narratives are allowed or sort of forced out into the mainstream news, because there are bigger agendas. So we can get caught up in if those agendas are good or bad and everything else. It's just good to see that they are, and for them to be admitted or considered possible, especially by senators, active U.S. senators. So that was the first good news that I saw regarding World War III or the Syria situation. And this is big news. And we've got so many stories. I'm going to get into other things on this show today. But that was the first really cool thing that I saw. Now, the next interesting thing, we have so many headlines about this. President Trump, you know, I created this video and I was really ticked off. And, you know, the positive, I guess, I was trying to demonstrate in the video we created about, you know, I'm admitting I'm wrong about Trump. You know, Trump actually is probably just like everybody else, because I'm seeing these missiles launched in Syria and I'm thinking, holy crap. You got to be kidding me. We are going to war. We're going to spend trillions of dollars. We're going to kill hundreds of thousands of people. And this is a disaster. I see Alex Jones on a live stream on Infowars.com. And he's cussing out Trump, the biggest Trump supporter. And it's literally like, my hero is letting me down. You know, President Trump, the person I really had hope for, that he's different. He can, you know, and I did this with Obama, to be honest. I'm like, man, you know, sometimes, you know, you're just wrong. Maybe it's true. There's a big system. Everybody's a part of it and everything else, because I see those missiles going off and I look at all these tweets that we should stay the hell out of Syria. The rebels are just as bad. What will we get for our lives and billions of dollars? Zero. You know, from 2013. And then next thing you know, Trump's elected and we're attacking Syria. And I'm thinking, man, I got scammed again. And so even though you can see above it, you can see above politics, and it's not just about if we pick the wrong guy, or it's not about a party, but it's just about our world. Like, what the heck is going on with our conflict? We're in war, and we've got the Democrats that are the anti-war party traditionally, at least that side of things, and they're calling for war and, you know, quite hateful in some cases. And then we have Republicans who traditionally were hawks, and Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham are the only ones saying that both parties are acting ridiculous about this. And we shouldn't get into another war in Syria, and that this is, these attacks probably aren't even real. Last week, you know, the chemical attacks. We're not even sure they were real, and or they that they were, who caused them or whatever. So we start attacking. So I wake up the next morning and I almost, you know, we got a lot of comments on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/believeloves you, about this on that video. President Trump, you know, admitting I was wrong. People just love that. I mean, there's people on YouTube that are just, and just everywhere. There are a lot of people that just hate President Trump. I mean, they don't know why. I mean, they just, it's just like people hate, some people are just hating Democrats. I don't know. Most people don't actually even listen to the points or read things at all. A lot of people just look at headlines and comment. They don't even listen. They don't pay attention. And I understand we're all busy and everything else, but so you get people, we got, you know, 30 comments or something like that, and just people, all kinds of comments. But I'm thinking, should I delete this video? Because I see the next morning a tweet or something that says mission accomplished from President Trump, like mission accomplished. And I'm like, well, that was quick, you know, because I was ticked off because I was expecting another Iraq or Afghanistan where we're killing a million people. And then, you know, we're going to spend trillions and perpetuate some war. And I didn't like that these missiles went off, but I'm like, oh, well, mission accomplished, which, by the way, George Bush said, George W. Bush, and that was a little premature, right? So I see this, and I was like, well, maybe I kind of jumped the gun, and maybe President Trump had to satisfy the military-industrial complex with this strike, but he really does not want to go to war, and actually that's positive, although I prefer no missiles to be launched, and I think it's nonsense. But if he ended it in one day, that's much better than, like, I think we've been in Afghanistan for 17 years. I mean, so I'm like, well, I'm going to keep the video up because I like that people know that I'm not beholden to one political party or one guy. Even a guy that I really resonated with, that I thought, hey, this guy can change the world, and he's not following the agenda, and he's willing to be different. And, you know, he's willing to talk about Goldman Sachs, and we got another story. But, so I'm like, I thought, no, I'm going to leave it up. And it was hard to do that. And so I'm glad I left it up, because it's important that people know that I am open-minded. And it's important that people, I think, are open-minded for themselves, because the political parties, it's like a sports team. And then, you know, with a sports team, or with the UFC, with Dana White, the two fighters fight, the UFC still makes money. It doesn't matter who wins. So what happens is, you know, you have certain interests and they just buy out both sides. You know, McCain and Obama, when they ran for president, they mostly had the same big donors. And Trump didn't. You know, he had a lot of money. People say he's in the club. Who knows? Okay, that's a whole argument. So what was positive, and what I'm going to tell you now, I think there are some positive things happening in terms of not going to war And I think that's good news for everybody, especially nuclear war with Russia. It's worth me talking this much about because it's basically something that would probably overrule everything else going on in the world. It could cause major problems for the entire world, nuclear war. And the positive side of things is that it appears we're not doing that, which is good. And I'm glad I left the video up that said I was wrong about Trump because, and that, you know, I was not happy with him because it did go against what he said. I mean, he said we need to get out of Syria and then we were sending missiles. I was ticked off. But I think he fixed it very quickly. And I think it's good that a lot of people like myself voiced a concern because I do think it got back to him. I think he knew that Alex Jones wasn't happy and just a lot of people weren't happy. You have this guy, QAnon. Are you guys familiar with this QAnon guy? He's on 4chan or 8chan or some forum. And he talks, you know, he talks about he leaves little clues. And he says that there's a master plan and that Trump is going to expose the pedophile networks and everything else. And there's a master plan for this, right? But a lot of people think it's not real or it's, I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on with that. I'm going to be honest with you. QAnon. Q space A-N-O-N. You can look it up. There's all kinds of opinions. So, but you know, you take it into account. What's going on with QAnon? What does he say about all this? He says there's a plan and it's only missiles. That's what he said Friday. He said it's only missiles. But I didn't care. I thought QAnon was full of Q crap. Because only missiles. Okay, well, you know, I'm thinking this is nonsense. This QAnon guy, I don't care what this plan is. I don't like it. You know, it's a plan to sort of put a bunch of the deep state in jail and sort of some sort of civil war going on in the intelligence agencies and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, I pretty much bought into all that before. And I honestly, and then this missile strike happened. I'm like, I don't buy into any of that. This is just more of the same war crap that the United States, the hypocrisy of the United States, that we're the best in the world and all this crap. And then we blow people up and kill people. And then we say we care about people that with school shootings and all kinds of nonsense. And so, and then the next day comes, I see this tweet, mission accomplished. You know, there's other headlines. Russia's Putin predicts global chaos if West hits Syria again. So Putin's basic. So what happened is Russia turned the other cheek. Russia, like Jesus, in my opinion, didn't strike back. They turned the other cheek. But Putin's basically like, okay, and they said they were going to retaliate. They didn't retaliate. So they backed off, which is good for all of us, no matter what you think. And Russia's Putin predicts global chaos if West hits Syria again. You know, so he's like, basically back off. And then, you know, in all of this, you know, Trump nominated the first African-American woman to be Marine Brigadier General. Is that good? I mean, I guess, yeah, black people. You know, the one thing we do with black people and everybody, we pull them into the mix of our nonsense. So it's like transgenders should join the military. Yeah, that's great. They can, sure, they can. And then they're killing people for no reason with, you know, I mean, so welcome to the club. Like, I don't know if that's a club you want to be part of, you know. I know there were wars and people fought, and if you're part of that country, you loved your army because you wanted to live and survive. So I get that. You know, if you're on the opposite end of the U.S. Army, you're going to wish that you were safe and you had a great army. So, you know, that's why people like the army, because I guess the army, the navy, you know, the military, because they protect us, but we are up to a lot of nonsense with the military. It's the biggest, business in the world, and it's just shenanigans. I don't know how else to put it. It's complete shenanigans in every regard. So, Nikki Haley comes out, who's the UN ambassador for the U.S. or the representative or what? Yeah, U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. So she was the governor of South Carolina. She's like, we're going to put on, you know, this chemical attack was real. We're going to put more sanctions on Russia and look out, which sanctions are not good. You know, it's not good. And so the next day, so this is all happening over the weekend. So I'm still kind of wondering, like, I don't know what to think about this. The next day it says, there's more headlines. Trump scraps new sanctions against Russia, overruling advisors. And I start to say, okay, I like this. And, Nikki Haley's not happy about it. There's more headlines. Haley fires back at White House. I don't get confused. So basically, Trump's like, no, we're not going to put new sanctions on Russia. And then we've got France and their president, Macron, saying he persuaded Trump to keep troops in Syria. This is Sunday, April 15th. We convinced him it was necessary to stay for the long term. And I'm reading this and I'm like, oh, this sucks. I don't want troops in Syria. What are we doing as a species? We're into this war crap. It's like a constant. I mean, I just don't get it, man. It's ridiculous. What are we doing? So, all right. So I'm reading this. It's going back and forth, you know. On the weekend, it's not looking good, and then it does look good, it's not. And then Trump says, these things are coming out now. He overrules the sanctions, and now he's got a path to get out of the Middle East, and he wants to, Trump reportedly wants to build an Arab army so he can pull U.S. troops out of Syria. This is the latest news. And I guess that's good. I mean, that would be good for the United States. I don't know about this. And, you know, I guess he would keep his promise. I don't know about the whole army thing to begin with. I don't know what you do with these countries. I don't know if Assad is good or bad. I know we had Gaddafi, and a lot of these places, including Iraq, our own military says are worse than before when you had these dictators in them. So, like, they're crazier than before. In Libya right now, there's an active slave trade going on that wasn't going on before. I mean, there's real-life slave. There's people being sold in Libya because we killed the dictator. You know, Hillary went in and bombed it and all this other. She didn't actually bomb it. She ordered it, I guess, as a Secretary of State, and we're causing chaos, and that's part of a plan. I think the Council of Foreign Relations, you can listen to General Wesley Clark talk about the plan very openly, and nobody knew why they were trying to destabilize the Middle East. And, you know, Alex Jones talks about this, and it's part of a grand plan to bring Islam into Europe and sort of cause complete chaos and create a one world government and things that could be very true, actually, that that could be what it's a part of. So the bottom line is, I see promise and I still have hope that President Trump is working some kind of plan. And I see potential that that could be the case. And that maybe I was wrong about being wrong. And let's hope I was wrong about being wrong about President Trump. Wrong about being wrong. Let's hope I was wrong, because that would mean it's good for all of us. And that President Trump is not part of this plan to enslave us, basically, and continue to enslave us, and that he is actually an outsider in some regard. So I do have hope based on what's happened since then. I don't know about putting other troops in to replace our troops. I don't know if that's better or worse, you know. But it is definitely better than the United States, because the entire world looks to see what we're doing, and especially Russia. And, you know, it could provoke a world war and everything else. So I think it is a good alternative to us being there. I think there is some positive in that. So that is positive news. I want to go to a different story, a really important story. Something that is actually quite positive. And this story is that Finland has practically ended homelessness. Can you believe it? Finland may have the answer to homelessness. Last year, Finland was the only EU country not currently in the middle of a massive homelessness crisis. In fact, the EU homelessness organization, FEANTSA, which published a report, found Finland's number of homeless has been decreasing year on year. So they started this initiative to get people off the streets. It's called Housing First. And basically what they do is they give people permanent homes. And that's how they get them off the street. And I guess in the UK, they're using these metal spikes so people can't lay on the ground. They're putting them on the ground. So this is a lot more positive. And they'll even assign an individual to sort out the issues for the homeless person that led them to becoming homeless. So I think this is very loving and this is very positive. They say basically it costs a lot of money. The quote was, "All this costs money, but there's ample evidence from many countries that show it is always more cost-effective to aim to end homelessness instead of simply trying to manage it. Investment in ending homelessness always pays back, to say nothing of the human and ethical reasons." So anyway, they're trying to make a case for the cost. But I just think it's a really nice thing. The truth is that money is a scam to begin with. It's good because we use it to trade. But with free energy, which we're working on in Venezuela, and there are many other free energy projects, you wouldn't need money at all. And especially, it wouldn't need to control your life. Does that mean there aren't going to be other challenges with free energy and weaponization of free energy and all this other stuff? No, that doesn't mean there wouldn't be challenges, but there wouldn't be poverty either, and there wouldn't be homelessness, because you could print anything you needed with a 3D printer and have energy to continuously run them. And they can print human organs with 3D printers. So you can actually go to our Reddit page, reddit.com/r/believeloveyou. It's a community. And we have a post up about free energy. and everything, the people in Venezuela, we hired them last year because I wanted to put my money where my mouth was. And they're publicly disclosing for free everything they're doing and all the experiments and everything they're doing with magnets to try to create free energy. And so that's what I want to do. So, but we don't have it now. Well, at least not publicly. We actually probably do have it, but it's hidden. And I'm sure there are different concerns, but I think the benefits outweigh the negatives. And so we're living on a monetary system. So this is an absolutely great thing that Finland is doing by giving people homes and sort of really actively trying to work out homelessness. Now, something in the category of our universe, which is interesting. Canada shows the world radioactive physical evidence of a real UFO. So, a British scientist and a professor of applied physics at Stanford, you know, is talking about that they've got some kind of physical evidence. Now, there's also people from To the Stars Academy. They're saying they're going to come out with physical evidence in certain metals used by anti-gravity crafts. And that's Tom DeLonge, the Blink 182 guy. So the Pentagon has come out, former Pentagon employees, and they've been on CNN and Fox News, and they've been talking about these UFOs, that there are real programs studying them, that it's basically they're real, and we don't know what they are. So the Canadian government, along these lines, what I thought was really interesting, They recently made a $20 UFO coin, which is a collector's item that recounts what's become known as Canada's most famous UFO encounter, called the Falcon Lake Incident. And apparently this incident provided physical evidence from the craft that was kept in a special radioactive shielding case. To severe burn marks on the individual, actually had to spend some time in the hospital after touching the craft. And apparently that's their, it's kind of like their Roswell. And they actually have an official now $20 coin that commemorates this. So there's a lot more coming out in this field, and you just wonder what is all this stuff? Is it aliens, or is it are they our crafts? You know, Admiral Byrd went to Antarctica and he said that the next world war, Admiral Byrd and our entire Navy went to Antarctica after World War II. He said the next war will be fought with crafts that can go around the planet in seconds, disc-shaped crafts. Basically, he said that he saw some of those in Antarctica. So, well, we want to know your thoughts on all of this stuff. What do you think of this Canadian $20 UFO coin? Have you seen the news? And the quote from Peter Andrew Sturrock, the Stanford professor, he says, if it does indeed turn out that there's relevant physical evidence, if this evidence is carefully collected and analyzed, and if the analysis leads to the identification of several facts concerning the UFO phenomenon, then will be the time for scientists to step back and ask, what are these facts trying to tell us? And, you know, all of this is... It's hard to tell what's real or not because... Science is run by the government, and the government has different agendas, and they suppress things. And so you don't really know what's real or not with UFOs and aliens and what science is saying. I mean, a lot of this stuff has been around for decades or longer, thousands of years when you watch Ancient Aliens on the History Channel. And you still got guys saying that it's not around or it's, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of reports. Seems to be some credibility. So leave your comments at www.believe.love or on our YouTube at youtube.com/believeloves you. And let us know what you think. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. I hope this helps you to become more aware. And, you know, we want to help you to succeed and live the best life possible. So thank you for joining me on Believe. Have a great day or night wherever you may be.